Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You cleared your throat.
Sorry.
What's up with that?
Professional.
It was a rough night. You had a night?
Rough night.
Did it spill into the morning?
They're called derailers, Rob.
What?
Derailers.
All right.
It's a bike part.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is a derailer on a bike?
It makes the gears shift. What did it do to you?
If it comes with a solid IPA, an ABV, then we're good to go.
All right, he's talking with a lot of layers. Hold that thought. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We know he said Mike would be here today. He's in a lot of pain. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. We spoke to him this morning, spoke to him last night, and he's not up to the challenge yet.
Well,
and
it's not that. It's who would be.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's funny because God bless Mike, but we would sit here in the studio and said, you know, he says he's coming on today, but in our eyes, you just had your hip replaced.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this was, and again, you said yesterday, does he want to take another day?
Yes, or the week.
Yeah. So anyway, we got our fingers crossed, but we shall see.
Mike, if you're listening right now.
He's not.
And maybe Carla, if you're listening right now.
Yeah,
is
she's probably not.
Out?
Carrie, if you're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
So, recovery is just as important as the pre-surgery prep.
More
right?
important.
More
yes,
so.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. Yeah.
And I know the side of Mike's body looks like a map of a railroad right now.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
So take B&O and just rest. That's
right.
All you have to do.
Take a ride on the Reading and pay me $200 rent.
Just rest. We need you at 100% when you come back from vacation. By the way, heads up, vacation is next week.
Yes.
For those of you that want to be in the know, we will have a best of.
Every day. Pony does a great job with the best of, so make sure you download them.
So the new program will be available then. And then as the guys are taking vacation and Mike is resting, I will be in my final week of school.
Right.
And when I come back, I'll have graduated.
Now, the thing is that you say you're going to be in school. I'm going to have the time off. I think I'm going to probably just drop in on you, if that's
where
cool.
Where are you going?
I don't know what we're doing.
If you want to come by College Park, I'll be rotting in a case room.
Will you be with your buddies?
My cohort?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would it be okay if I spoke?
No.
I think it'd be great.
You can bring snacks.
I could prepare a small snack.
Oranges.
I've come
orange slices.
Orange wedges.
Yes.
A tray of sandwiches.
We're gonna be dehydrated.
From Costco. And I'd like to tell you about a little something called Amway.
We actually need your cash flow analysis. Come on over, please.
But that's not why we're here. A lot of times when I come home from work, when I get home, it's like, 1:30 or 2 or whatever, and I grab something for lunch, and if Robert's around because school's out, we turn on the TV, and I will, if there's nothing good on Turner Classic Movies, I'll put on the Food Network and see what's up, right? And
so it goes...
Well, the first thing
TCM,
I always check,
then
256. Yeah,
256 is TCM.
Always see what's on. And if I don't like what's on the Food Network, I will see what's in my list.
Oh, and DVR list?
Yeah, the DVR list. Okay. And there's two weekend cooking shows that I capture that I have to look at. One of them is quite good. It's Valerie Bertinelli. You remember her. She
yes.
was Mrs. Eddie Van Halen. And she
married
was
to Schneider.
No, she was not married to Schneider. But she was on One Day at a Time with the late Bonnie Franklin, who could fit 7 tennis balls in her mouth. Little known fact.
Oh.
But she has a pretty good cooking show, and that's sandwiched next to the Patricia Heaton show. And I'm pretty sure the Patricia Heaton cooking show is done in secret, and it's somehow put on the Food Network without the people at the Food Network knowing it, because I think she's insane. I really, really do. I watch it, and a lot of times they don't have a guest, so it's a lot of her just talking, and it doesn't come off like she's balanced. She puts a lot of focus on the cocktails, so I think that she's might possibly out of her mind, but the problem is...
That's a nice spin on a cooking show,
though.
She'll do the app, and then she'll spend a long time talking about sangria, and then she's like... And then if you want to, you know, do some main course, sure, why not? And so it's really the focus is the cocktail, and that draws me in. So I'm watching that with Robert yesterday.
Your poor kids.
And no, I mean, he's not. I'm not holding him down or anything.
Yeah,
he's,
but like I remember my father used to make me sit down and watch nightly news.
Sure.
And that was, it was painful as a child.
Was it American
good
news?
For you, though.
Yes, it was, you know, at that point, Tom Brokaw.
Oh.
And I sat there and I was like, oh,
so you've been NBC
God.
All the way.
Yeah, I have been. I grew up that way. But I'll tell you this, that what is Robert getting? I look back at those days of the news and I feel like I actually got something out of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
What is Robert getting out of your cooking show?
See, here's the deal. Of the two kids, Robert has some interest in cooking.
Oh, nice.
And one of my favorite things to do is if it's something simple that he can do, I'll hang out in the kitchen with him, and then once things get started, we have a family room that's like, you know, that joins the kitchen,
yes.
One big room, and I'll sit there, and I'll watch him and offer him his advice and let him do what he does.
Oh, my God.
So
he actually
awesome.
Cooks with the show?
He cooks things that he's learned on the show. He never cooks along with
me. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
But anyway, so he enjoys cooking. And
oh,
he has
I didn't
questions.
Know that. That's cool.
So he turns to me. And we're watching it and we're, you know, commenting on the stuff. And then I just, out of the blue, I just say, you know what? I hate goat cheese. Because everyone cooks with goat cheese.
Goat cheese.
Are you a fan?
No.
No. Is it an issue at all?
It's not a digestive issue. It's, and again.
Is it a factor? Is it an ingredient in the tapestry of your life?
My mom used to throw a lot of come callado my way.
What is that?
Shut up and eat as a kid. Because I would ask.
What is the phrase again?
Come callado.
I love it.
And when I was a kid, I would ask, hey, what's this?
Yep.
Because some foreign dish was thrown in front of me, and I just had nuggets at school, right?
Right, and you prefer the nuggets.
And I was assimilated. I was used to people telling me what they're giving you.
American chicken comes shaped like dinosaurs.
It's amazing.
Yes. Or the French bread pizza. I know what that's all about.
Fantastic.
Right?
Yeah. Stouffer's. Mm-hmm. Las Stouffer's.
So, or the wedge fry. Oh, yes.
Oh, the steak fries are great.
So, I remember asking at dinner all the time what was going on, and she would say, come callado, which is shut up and eat. Nice and, you know, firm.
Yeah.
But then I realized
because
I was
loves you.
Smart that everything was called come callado, right? So I said, Mom, how could this be come callado? And that was come callado 2 days ago, right?
Right.
And she would sit there, and I'd have to eat everything. And a lot of what she made, while she was a great cook, it was a sophisticated palate for a kid.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of goat cheese.
Uh huh.
So I had I think I have an aversion to goat cheese.
I don't like it. And Robert said, "What's the matter?"
Because I was abused as a child.
I love feta.
But feta is not like goat cheese.
It is goat cheese.
It's a
different
stronger kind
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the stuff that comes like in a log, like cream cheese.
Oh yeah, that stuff sucks.
And I mean, a lot of people try to doctor it up. They'll roll it in nuts or fruit or whatever. And it just always tastes to me. Robert said, "Dad, I've never had goat cheese." I said, "Because I don't like it. I'm not having
not
it in my
in
house.
This house.
Not in this house,
no.
Mister." He
Nothing
said,
in log form
he
ever.
Says, what does it taste like? And I thought about it and I said, son, it tastes like a brick of cream cheese that someone dropped in the dirt.
That's
and,
so true.
And he looked at me. He said, and people like it? He said, yeah. And so anyway, I'm going to come out right now in front of all of our listeners and friends and say,
finally,
no goat cheese, please.
Oh.
Quit it. No, no,
yeah, no
I'm straight
cheese.
As an arrow.
I gotcha.
Straight as an arrow.
Sure.
I'm glad to know that you also hate goat cheese.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. And right, again, I think it goes to my childhood. But though I will be polite and respectful if somebody offers it.
Well, you can take what they have as the Chubbicks have a phrase that we've adopted, the no thank you portion.
Oh, no, no. I got bulldozed into a large portion, I want to say 3 weeks ago, when one of my neighbors had a little cocktail party.
Sure.
And I went there, and all they had was goat cheese on crackers.
Ugh.
And I kept on being offered it, so I took it for the team. And I did everything I could not to show the expression on my face, knowing that this is torture.
You know, and good for you.
Seven
for
of
you.
Them. Right down my gullet, yeah.
Ugh.
Limited beverages as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No,
that's
sound like
not
a
okay.
cocktail party.
No, it sounds more like a pain in the ass.
Yeah. You gotta be polite.
What you should do is when they offer you goat cheese, you say, nah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, you guys want to see something really cool?
Is it behind that old boat?
This is one of the most famous warships of all time, the USS Constitution. Stayed in active duty 84 years. No enemy managed to board her.
10 seconds, she's already bored me. That's your Spanish tutor.
I'm gonna say it one more time. I really think French will be a better fit for me.
Your name is Manuel Alberto Javier Alejandro Delgado. How is French a better fit for you?
Okay, I'm pretty sure you threw in a name I've never heard before. Hello.
En español, por favor.
Okay, let's take it down a nacho.
Hola, Diego. Muchísimo gusto en conocerte en persona. Gracias por venir.
El placer es mío. You must be Mr. Pritchett.
Jay, and I'm just glad you're here. Gloria tried to tutor Manny. There was less yelling in the miracle worker.
Because he wasn't even trying.
I'm sorry, but Spanish just doesn't seem natural to me. I don't like the way it hits my ear.
What could be more natural than your mother's tongue in your ear?
Do you happen to know a good English tutor?
One more session this week, and Manny will be ready for his test.
Ay, qué bueno.
Lo que estás cocinando huele increíble. En un par de horas, estaba caminando como un viejito.
What are they saying?
If I knew, he wouldn't be here.
Sweet and sour chicken.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Hidden microphones in Oscar's house is
so funny.
Live from the Cappy Piper Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Here is my good friend, Mike O'Mara.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Touch of Modern. Are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind, all while getting the best prices on the web? TouchOfModern.com has all the latest trends. Whether it's fashion, tech, or decor, Touch of Modern has it, and they have it at the best price. Touch of Modern is always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention. Touch of Modern, go there now. Timeless and unique products from top designers and all at the best prices online, anywhere guaranteed. It's the best browsing website ever. Touch of Modern scours the globe to find unique design-focused products to elevate your lifestyle, jaw-dropping tech gadgets and gear, sleek iPhone cases and accessories, dazzling new and vintage watches, plus men's fashions accessories that are sure to get you noticed. Tons of new sales launch literally every day. Touch of Modern is the one website to discover and elevate anyone's lifestyle with one single click. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to all these great deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane.
Thank you, Mike. Touchofmodern.com. We do appreciate it. And we are here for you on Tuesday. Hot day.
Oh, yeah.
Was it hot last night, Oscar?
Oh, you know what's great about living in the city, Rob?
Well, Stevie Wonder wrote a song about it.
Is that, and this is what's interesting. As I lived in D.C., I think almost 10 years now.
Has it been that long?
Yes. A little more than that, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it. I think when you cross that benchmark, you become a resident of that city. Everyone says that about New York City, right?
Right, right.
If you live in a place for at least 10 years, then you can call yourself a Washingtonian.
A New Yorker, and you're a Washingtonian. And it's weird because, you know, not many people live in the city.
And a Washingtonian.
It's a transient city.
Yeah, commuter city.
Is even worse, as you mentioned, because when you're trying to meet up with someone, usually it's it's the question of, hey,
who has the cough drop?
Who's got a cough drop? And also, where do you live and how quickly can I get there or out of there if you live in the city?
And, yeah, definitely.
You know, the thing is that because D.C. is in its quadrants, the Northwest, the you know, all those, you can be in D.C. and still a long ride from another place in the city.
Yeah, you could be far away without even realizing.
And Carrie, she has no concept. And she has a geography degree. This is what she studied. She'll say, you're going into work tomorrow, right? That's a leading question because every day go into work, right?
Yes.
She says, could you swing by the 9:30 club and pick up some tickets for the kids? And I
sure, there's I'll go 40 minutes out of my way.
There's no swinging.
No.
You don't swing. No. It is 40 minutes away.
So, as you know, I've been having a situation with my home.
Had you mentioned it? Is that on the show that we've talked about it?
I'll go back through the record.
I think my best line, and as I look back on the program, is, and I might have said it off air, I might have said it on air, but I'm just like an empanada just cooking in that big oven, right? And by big oven, it's a small house.
Right. I'm slowly being baked out. My house has two ovens, and the ovens, if they were combined, roughly the same square footage as your house.
Yes.
I'd have to put in both racks.
And just as hot.
Exactly.
It takes a village to keep me out of permit jail or fines, and it also takes a village to rebuild her, right?
Right.
And there have been a handful of wonderful listeners, as I mentioned yesterday. Now, I haven't been able to get back to all of them, but a few of them that were in the city.
Let me tell you something that I'm proud of you. You are not too prideful to accept the help of strangers.
No, absolutely. Come and...
The kindness of strangers.
Yes. See where I live. See how... see the hovel that is my home.
Come see the sledgehammer that's sticking out of the wall like the self-destruction handle in Dr. Frankenstein's lab.
And then get on the TMS fan club and slander me, please.
Exactly. Just go ahead and drop a pin in Google Maps and send them to Oscar's
house. Take secret pictures of my kitchen and show all your friends.
Well,
that was just
Matt Bloom.
So, as one of the wonderful listeners, and I really, the people that I got back to were closest in the city, right?
Good.
And a gentleman that we had met at the TMOS Matt Fox appearance.
I'm shocked that you would remember him.
Yes. And his name is Tony. Tony said, Hey,
I'm a come of your house. Is it going to be so nice? Hey, you make a pasta.
It's so small.
Oh, look how small it is. It is like a piece of linguine in here. You have a cook of the spaghetti in this kitchen. It'll get us so hot.
Hey, Tony. Tony reached out and he said, hey, I've got an extra AC unit.
Hey.
And it's one of these commercial guys. So it's not the ones that I've been purchasing that have like 12 BTUs.
Mm.
They actually do something.
Oh.
And he said, do you want me to swing through? And I said, yeah, when can you come?
Can you come now?
If you offer me a quality of life, you can come do whatever you want. I'll be dressed in any way you'd like.
Now that makes it creepy.
No, Tony's a married man. Those
are the ones you
got to
watch for. Because you know what? Things at home have gotten very usual.
Stop it. What I love about Tony is he was early, right?
He said, I know Shannon's in Mexico. Did she leave behind any yoga pants you could put on?
It's time. We have time. No, Tony came over and...
When I finish with you, you're going to need an air conditioner.
Stop!
It's hot in here.
This is my friend.
It is so nice. It's a good friend. This is like a sauna in Northwest.
I want you to be the meat in my...
Stop it. Meat in my empanada? Where you can go that way? Linguine. Yeah. That's good.
Italian.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Tony's Italian. I think he might be.
I think he should be.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
So Tony comes over. We throw the AC unit, like the classy man I am, right in that first floor window. I'm sure my neighbors are really happy about that.
It's a window unit?
Oh, yeah, window unit.
And I'm guessing it is like a standard-looking 1970s gray metal.
Really
looks like it means business.
I am so desperate. I do not care what my neighbors think anymore.
No Wi-Fi on this? No Bluetooth?
No, I am ready just to not... live in one room in my house.
I understand.
Because that's what I was doing, right?
Yeah.
And we went upstairs, checked upstairs, really surveyed the lay of the land.
What happened after he stopped laughing?
No. He didn't laugh. He said, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, but... And he did ask...
And then he trailed
off. He did ask this. He said, was this a spite house? And I said, what's a spite house? He goes, well, sometimes when neighbors don't like each other, they build a really ugly structure in between homes in an alley.
Yes, there's a very famous in San Francisco, something called the spite fence, that was a giant, like 50-foot tall fence that this rich guy built around this. There was like this poor guy who had a house on this hill that the rich guy bought. He built this 50-foot fence around three sides of his house.
So he couldn't see it.
Couldn't see any sunlight or anything.
So what he saw was just an
ugly fence. Like drive the guy away.
So to give you a perspective, when someone asks you if this is a spite home you just purchased.
That's really not high praise, is it?
Yeah.
What it implies is not that you got a good deal.
No, it's not even about the good deal. It's like, hey, man.
You know what that is? That's 10 notches down from, what is this, a fixer-upper?
He's just confirming what I have said on the show.
Now,
if you look at the average price of a home in that area, then you look at what the lowest price home in that area has sold in the last 12 months, that's my home.
Well, you see, I will say this. I drive by your home every day. It's on my way home.
And I saw you drive by yesterday. I waved at you.
Oh, I didn't wave.
You didn't wave back.
I did not.
It was really awkward.
Well,
I had just found parking, and I saw, oh, there's Rob. big my meat hook going left and right like one of those signs outside a convenience store, and then you just drove by.
Was that you spinning the sign?
Yeah, and
the arrow sign
that
said this is not a spite house.
And then what's always great is when someone's there to witness that.
Yeah,
and I looked around, I was like, oh, that person thinks.
And you know what? If it's a real over the top wave, you can't save it by like fixing your hair, which I couldn't do anyway. But when I had hair, you could go like to wave, and if it's not, then you go, oh yeah. But my question for you is this. With your new fantastic 10,000 BTU AC,
yes.
About every 20 minutes for the past week and a half, someone has been posting somewhere on Facebook, tagging you, the thing where you put ice in a cooler or ice in a like a 5-gallon bucket and then put a fan on it.
Even better. I rigged one of those up yesterday afternoon.
Oh, you are my absolute hero because I said, you know what? This is something Oscar would love.
Yeah.
Does it work?
The ice situation... not so much because you have to monitor that, right?
Well, sure, and it turns to water.
Yeah,
ultimately.
You have to monitor that. So as halfway through building that contraption,
yeah,
I said this is too much. Though within that list of suggestions from the helpers,
yes,
I saw another suggestion where it said take your what if you have a skylight, which I do,
yes,
right?
Of course you do,
but from the 1930s. So it's
in the 1930s, I think a skylight was called a hole in your roof.
I have a hole in my roof.
Right.
And it's basically as big as an exhaust fan, I imagine, a little bigger, right?
Sure.
But there was a plexiglass insert that was there that the old owners left.
Sure.
So I unscrewed all of that. I took my box fan, put my box fan in the skylight.
So you made essentially an exhaust fan for your home.
A cartoon-sized exhaust fan in my home.
I bet you that helps.
It's actually chilly in my bathroom now.
Now, a question.
Instead of a hot empanada oven.
it's we've moved from empanada to chili.
Yes.
At least it's the same style of food.
So it's all coming together. And
quick question before we leave it, though. I was looking at those homemade air conditioning units.
Yes.
And I was thinking about the water.
That's the only thing that got me.
I was thinking what you could do is the first thought I had, if you were to elevate it, you could run some sort of like a tube out of it so that it drains. Mm-hmm. But then I thought the problem is not the water. The problem is the ice. What if you filled it with dry ice, which is colder and it evaporates to air?
I remember as a kid, I used to play with dry ice.
Oh, I did too, because you can make fog with it.
Yeah. I think the potential for accidents is high, right?
Well,
you can burn yourself.
You can't touch it.
Yeah, you can't
with
touch
your
fingers.
Use
gloves. But also, B, I saw a video where someone tried dry ice and it worked for some time, but it wasn't. I think there is a propensity for accidents to happen. So
I would think
carbon
that
carbon dioxide buildup.
Well, I mean, it's CO2. It's in the air. It's fine.
Yeah, but if it builds up, and it's concentrated.
If you're out there, I would look at that. I would look into that before you try that. We don't condone. There was some sort of warning that said, "Do not try that."
What if you had it and a plant? The plant would turn the carbon dioxide into oxygen.
In the middle of three plants, and I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah,
if you have broad daylight on it.
What we need is to run out and get some cacti.
Mm-hmm.
So the exhaust fan, the AC unit from Tony was great. And then Tony and I went to get some dinner. And
where'd you go?
We just went to the Good Stuff Eatery where they have the burgers.
The fantastic hamburger
place. They also serve beer, which is great.
I love
beer.
And
then what I love is talking home improvement with around... what used to be probably one beer, but it felt to me like 10 beers, right?
Now, this guy, when you talk home improvement, this is a guy who knows it. This
Let's
is what he
beer.
Does, right?
Yes.
So when you talk to him, when you start.
You know when someone knows what's going
up?
On.
Mm-hmm. Can you keep up?
No,
do you fake it?
No. I don't. At this point, I think my work speaks for itself.
Okay.
Like, they know that I have no idea what's
going
on.
Well, you got on a ladder and you put a box fan in your ceiling. That's good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again.
How did you run that cord?
It's not safe. It goes right out over my kitchen. And this morning when I washed my face and took a shower, I had to do the limbo under the wire, which easily could fall into the tub, I imagine, if I was a tub guy, and then I would die.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's not okay. And here's another thing. With this cord that's hanging.
It's literally in front of my sink. So when I wash my hands, I have to go under the cord and wash my hands.
Don't hang any clothes on it.
No.
That's bad.
I mean, it's not. I said this isn't safe, but it's cooler.
Do you want me to bring you some wire tack things?
I have extension. I have tack things. I just.
Tack things. If we get too technical, Matt, tell us to slow down.
Look, safety's not my.
Forte.
And no, it's really not paramount for me right now, right?
I understand. It's comfort is what
it's
you
comfort.
Want.
Last night, slept better than ever before, but it wasn't just because of the AC. It was because of really the work I did after Tony left. Never try to replace a box fan in your window because I have another one of those.
Right.
To exhaust the hot air.
Sure.
And
is it a good fit or is there room on either side?
No, it's just not. It's not that great. But I found some painter's tape to help me with that.
Sure.
But what I didn't account for is being a little hammered and working with a window that just slams down because you're not. You know, you're just like, I just fixed it right. Yeah, it's right. So the first time I tried, and I'll show you the bruise on my knee, I was holding.
Oh, no.
I had done the Captain Morgan with one foot out the window.
Yes.
Trying to get almost leverage my weight to keep the window open.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that you have these old-fashioned windows that actually have ropes on either side that are attached to weights.
It's like a guillotine, basically.
Right. But the ropes are still attached and valid, right?
They're Game of Thrones windows.
They are Game of Thrones windows that you can't see through because of the foggy, smeary glass.
Yes.
Right.
So the first attempt around, I would say, 10:30 was this knee right here that you see the big bruise on.
Oh, look at you.
That was painful. And then the second attempt was after I laid on the bed for a good 20 minutes in pain with the window open and bugs coming in. I said, all right. I can't give up. Let's do this again. So I got it there again, and I got the fan in the window, but then...
So you're drunk enough that it's hampering a simple task.
Yes.
But you almost murder your leg.
Well,
and,
I did.
And you go...
Some pain right now.
And you lay down. Are you having that sort of drunk talk with yourself? You're having to talk yourself into doing it?
Well, yeah. Well, I said that. There's bugs coming in. Nobody's home to help me. I gotta do this myself. So,
Can you hold this thought for a moment?
Yes.
Because I do want to hear the end of this story. Because frankly, I find it fascinating.
Yeah. Remember, not a good idea to work on your house when you've had a few beverages.
It was fun to see you hobble in today.
Yes.
Hey. This is a man playing in pain. All right. We will be right back, and we'll hear the end of Oscar's story. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
You'll never find.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Attaboy.
Nice work.
Tomorrow,
man.
Wide Open Wednesday, so make sure you check it out. Even though he might not be here, we will still take your calls. Isn't that right, Mike?
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Stamps.com. You know, sometimes it feels like there aren't enough hours in the day. Even if you work from before 9 to way after 5, trips to the post office steal your time and put you way behind. Luckily, there is a way better way. Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you get the postage you need the minute you need it, right at your own desk. Use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. It's quick and it's easy. Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters, and you'll get special postage discounts that you can't even get at the post office. We have used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial plus $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You'll never have to go to the post office again.
That's the truth. And Oscar, we last left you lying in pain. I know that some of my greatest interior monologues I've ever had have been when I've been drunk.
Yeah.
And you lay down and you're not quite ready to go to sleep, but you're in a relaxation mode. So you really let your mind go.
And everybody knows that when you've had maybe 6 or 7 beers, it's probably not smart to work on your house or try to move things around.
A horrible idea.
So I said,
or shave.
I've taken a good 20 minute rest. It's time to, my knee's all banged up, but it's time to get this box fan in the window,
right? Recharged.
There are too many mosquitoes that are now in my house.
Well, a lot of people, you're talking like the Georgetown Jerk.
Yes. Georgetown Jerk can't have mosquitoes in his house.
I don't want to feed you with my blood. Yeah. Even though the city was originally built on a swamp, there's still so many mosquitoes.
There's foreign blood. So I went back to the window and I said, okay, focus. Let's just get this done and we can move on with our evening.
I can so see you because you have the greatest drunk tell.
Yes.
Your eyes had to have been shining like saucers.
10:40 p.m. around then, right before 11, and I whip open that window once again, and I hear all the kids outside playing Pokemon.
Oh, it's still going on.
And I said, oh, they're right around the corner. They're probably picking up Pikachu.
Right.
And I said, I'd like to play that a little later, maybe if I have some time. But let's get this fan back in order.
You're not drunk, please.
You are lacking focus.
And I throw the box fan in, and I'm like, yes, everything works.
Right.
And I, because I'm an idiot,
yes,
decided to pull down the window because I had a little safety latch on. I pulled it off.
Right.
And as soon as I pulled that off, I realized, oh, my hand is holding the fan.
Oh, no.
So the window slammed down on my right hand. Oh. This is my good hand, right?
Yeah. And with Shannon away, you'll be needing that.
And I said, oh, yeah. And they definitely heard me outside.
Of course they did.
So
because even though the window is closed, the box fan is not a window.
If you recall the scene when Darth Vader's hand is chopped off by Luke.
Yes.
That was me alone in my bedroom on my knees looking at my mi manito.
Was the fan running?
The fan was good.
But because if the fan is running, what they actually heard outside was
I don't really curse when I'm hammered, so it was more like it was all natural, like just pain.
Right.
So instead of sitting there and laying there once again for 20 minutes, I said, I need ice.
Yeah.
The ice actually helped because my hand
isn't swollen. Go to the homemade air conditioner.
I went downstairs. I had some ice packs that I've had in the past because I just get injured regardless. Threw them, wrapped them around my hand, so
right.
It looked like I had a t-shirt wrapped around my hand, but it was one of these wraps of ice that you put around your body,
like a blue goo thing.
Yes,
yeah, I know what you mean.
But it was made for your back, but I put it on my hand.
You really did. You're fishing with dynamite.
And I said at this point, I said, "Well, I'm gonna get out of here. I need some fresh air." So I spent the next half hour walking around my house picking up Pokemon. Not around my house, around my block, because there's so many historical...
What time is it now?
It's probably 11:30.
Okay, so you're still relatively drunk.
Yes, but I made sure as I walked the streets of Georgetown,
yes,
I looked like I had everything together outside of my blue hand. But it looked like a cast in the dark, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, no. So you were walking around with the... Oh, jeez.
I picked up some rare Pokemon at that hour.
Are you limping at all?
No, because at that point, you don't really have the pain from the knee, right? The knee is much more sturdy than the hand.
Did you take any ibuprofen or anything?
No, I just walked right out. This morning, everything hurt. But more importantly, I think what you should take away from this is remember your derailers.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember. Mine happened to be multiple beers on a Monday night.
It'll get you
not
every
a good
time.
Not no. a good way to live a life that's going to be productive. So the rest of the week, it's dry Santana.
I think that's good. Good for you. Not so necessarily good for the show.
No.
But
I'll tell you that, hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Anytime anyone come over for happy hour, I'm more than welcome to talk shop with you.
I'm not so sure he wants to come back.
Oh, no. We had a good time. I don't think he was expecting all the drama afterwards.
Well, the drama happened after he left.
Yeah, I did it to myself.
That's right. So you did some late night Pokemon going?
Yes. I can finally, you have to have at least 5 points to take your Pokemon to the gym and battle it out. I finally have enough points.
Hold it.
You don't go to a real gym. I don't think we explained this yesterday. The gyms are like various places around town that are designated as gyms.
Yes.
They're not like you go to Gold's Gym.
No. I wasn't going to work out at the gym.
I'm back in.
Yeah, someone would kick your ass
for
doing that.
When it starts, how many balls do you get when you start?
No. Two. Look
hold
at this guy.
It. You're playing, aren't you?
No. I'm just saying two, because they usually travel in pairs.
Ah,
it's a testicle
joke. Gotcha. I don't know how many balls you get, but when you get into the gym, you can actually, you get to keep your Pokemon. They get pulled out of the wild.
I see. Oh, okay. So it strengthens as you go.
Yes, and that's super nerdy, and I know it's taken over the world, and people are probably tired of hearing about it, but when you live in the historic district of town,
you gotta
can
go
why not walk
baby.
Around, right?
You gotta go with it, baby.
Nothing but the best.
Robert.
You jerk, buddy.
Robert jumped on the bandwagon yesterday. Yeah. He actually volunteered to walk the dog.
Oh,
because
wow, see? Some solid ROI off this nonsense.
So he was out walking around doing all that stuff. He said, Dad, what? Where's Linus's leash? He said, really? Your volunteer? He says, yeah, there's a Pokemon on the mailbox and I'm going to go get him. So he's actually all on board.
I still feel like a creep playing the game. That is not a lie. I felt creepy yesterday. Though, there's something better about being out at night and then seeing college kids doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted to talk to me, though, because I had the blue hand.
Exactly.
That's fine. I understand them throwing off like
the
a creepy
blue
vibe.
Blue hand. Mm-hmm. Like it's some sort of curse.
Yeah, I mean,
he suffers.
People are talking about meeting people all the time doing this.
You know, actually, it's all over the place. The thing that is so crazy is it is all over the news. It is all over everywhere. It's only been out like, what, 8 days?
8 days.
I have never seen anything take off like this. It has more active users than Tinder, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Yeah, they are pissed.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it is going, and it's about to pass Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that to me is mind-blowing.
Jeez.
And to put things in perspective, what does this really mean for us? People are getting car accidents. I try to catch I don't even know these names because half the time I can't even pronounce them.
Was it a Squirtle?
It wasn't a Squirtle. It was, it looked like it had wings. Regardless.
Was it Paul McCartney?
I was at a red light flicking my little ping pong trying to catch him. I saw him.
Don't flick your ping pong at a red light.
And I couldn't get him. Yeah. And I realized that, Oscar, you're 38. This is a sad existence. Focus on the road. It's not like you're throwing a business text out. Focus on the road.
I love it. I love the fact that you and Robert finally have something to talk about.
No, it's actually embarrassing. There's a nice video on Facebook if you find it. It's a young, she's 27, much younger, and she's upset at herself because apparently she didn't really understand the Pokemon game.
Right.
And she gets into like a pep talk of her own that says, I got to get my life together. Like, I can't be walking around the home and garden section trying to catch fake Pokemon. Like, this is sad. Like, let's focus on our lives instead of catching these animals in a home improvement store.
Now, is it true that you have to be moving for the game to play?
No. You when you initially launch, it'll ask you to move. You may have, depending on your geographic location.
There's a physical exercise requirement.
You have to walk in order to catch certain Pokemon or check in a certain historical
landmark.
Some people
have decided to keep their phone moving. They're attaching it to ceiling fans and drones.
I never thought about that.
That way they, you know what, if you use your drone.
And I'm PC, though.
No, well, yes. I mean, how important is this to you?
If I had a dog.
If you rooted your phone, you can trick the GPS.
You're getting way deep. No one's rooting anything.
I have a question for you, Pony.
Uh-huh.
Have
you
heard about the, and put it in ice. What about, there's a security deal with it? There's a whole sort of security violation where that if you install Pokemon Go, that it defaults to full access to your Google account?
That's not a very good idea if it does do that. I've not heard about this.
This is what it does. I read about it.
All right. Okay, look. I'm curious.
When you sign up for Tinder,
yes,
or you sign up for Snapchat or whichever app. I know Tinder for sure does this,
yeah,
right? You
compulsion.
You give access for your phone,
right?
And you sign in with your Google account or your Facebook account. You give that access to those providers, right?
Okay.
And because it's a GPS based game, they are collecting all this data, which is just as valuable as the data in the actual game, right?
I'm with you.
So while we're collecting high scores, this article talks about you should be aware that, and this is not the only game that's done this, but you should be aware that the company that owns this, which is, you know, a spinoff out of Google and Nintendo,
right,
they also are collecting that data.
Yeah.
So the security issue is if you're a private person and you don't want anybody to know like where your whereabouts are, then that data, this may be not a game that you want to play, right?
Understood. But there's a way to change your settings.
Yeah, you can change them as well. Mm-hmm. But
just
at the end of the
aware.
Day, like, unless you're working for
CIA,
the CIA or some sort of top secret clearance, then who cares?
Yeah,
I guess agree with that.
Right?
I agree with that.
Yeah, Pony's all anti-security.
Well, no, I think a lot of people go crazy about privacy and
don't want access to my camera. How am I going to get Pikachu?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, the people who use like ad blockers and turn off all the tracking on their computer and then expect websites to still exist without any revenue.
Yeah. Yes.
Like that kind of stuff drives
me
crazy.
So, yes, it's annoying and you got to give something up. But unless, again, you're working for some sort of secret entity, then I don't see, like, yes, that data is valuable, but if they took my data from last night, for example, right?
Exactly.
They just saw me walking in circles.
Yeah.
Then good data.
Yeah, good for you.
And the fact that you Googled fractured knee.
There is, though, something that I would like clarified from anyone, and don't fill up my wall with this. Please private message me. How do we make the more broadcasting studios a check-in point where some businesses are really thriving because somehow the Pokemon were at their business? So there's a little restaurant in Queens, a pizza place that serves beer and pizza.
Is Tony there?
Well, no. Tony would be a perfect proprietor. He seems like a responsible man.
I think there would be someone named Tony there.
So the restaurant, its revenue is through the roof because everybody's hunting for these Pokemon in the restaurant.
And they show up and they might as
well
eat
them. And they get slices, they get beers, they hang out, right?
Is that crazy. Lucky or did they somehow finesse it?
Lucky. I don't know what the deal with that is, but I'd love people to get exposed to this show through the Pokemon game.
It's
that'd
an amazing thing. You know, I am
going to become a historic landmark.
I'm going to download the app over vacation and mess around with it because I do want to. It's something I can probably bond with Robert over.
Yeah, go into historic Leesburg
and see what's going on. But if they have access to my email, all they're going to see is 7,000 emails. Everybody's going to be asking, can Mike do Charlie during the mailbag? The Russians will say, who is Charlie?
Charlie?
Who is Charlie? That's all Pokemon. They're going to see. That's all they're going to see.
Hey, Mike, do you have Pikachu?
Mike, that's Oscar doing Charlie. Please come back.
Oh, yes.
Please.
That was pretty good.
It would sound a little like that was like Gingerbread Charlie.
Gingerbread Charlie?
All right. Let's take a break. Come back. I have an update. I think my dog has given up.
Oh, really?
He's given up.
Oh,
also,
finally.
A brand new feature debuts today on the Mike O'Mara Show. So don't go anywhere. We're back after this. Make this the anthem for a dying breed. See the light. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and you say his name and he appears. It's Mike O'Mara.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Framebridge. Remember when cameras and phones were two separate things? Yes, relaxing on a beach in sunny Miami. The way we take pictures has changed, but the way we frame them hasn't until now. Framebridge.com is the easy new way to frame the things you love. Whether it's a pic on your phone or a poster or fine artwork, anything you want. Framebridge makes it easy and affordable. I love Framebridge. I'm looking at a picture of my son right now. Just go to framebridge.com and pick out a frame you like or let a designer help you choose. You can even preview your art in its frame before you buy. Safely ship your art to Framebridge in a prepaid package or simply upload a picture to the Framebridge site or app. You can even upload directly from Instagram. You'll get your frame piece in days, not weeks or months. It's delivered right to your door. It's ready to hang, and they do the best job with their hardware. You'll get your frame piece in days. You'll love it. And instead of paying hundreds at a framing store, Framebridge prices start at $39. All shipping is free. Plus, Framebridge offers a happiness guarantee because meeting your expectations is as important as meeting their own. Right now, if you go to framebridge.com and use the promo code TMOS, you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Remember, framebridge.com and TMOS, that's 15% off your first order at framebridge.com, promo code TMOS.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Framebridge, we've all used it. We all love it. The thing about my dog, and we talked about this, I think it was during a bonus show. Remember that Carrie is doing some pet sitting and some dog walking on care.com, right?
Yes.
And this is her job now that she's out of retail, which is good because she's not crying anymore when she gets to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it also keeps her hopping, keeps her busy. Because remember at the end when she was working at the mall, sometimes she'd have herself a good cry right before work. She hated it that much. She loves dogs. Who doesn't love dogs, right? So one of our overnight guests is Sydney. Sydney is the young black lab that is now, I think, about 8 months old. And when Sydney would come over, Linus would get so worked up, he would have accidents in the house. And so that's troubling. And we don't like that. So we figured out the way to combat this is to close the basement door because dogs don't like to poop in a place that's in the open. He would go down to the basement. And that's where he'd sort of hide and do his business.
This is why I don't want a dog.
This is
so great. So when I had the Black Lab and I had the Weimar Runner,
yeah,
they were neglected. So God bless them. They had to go where they needed to go. So they would just decimate the basement.
And they feel that that's okay because it's not an overly trafficked area. Yeah, it's like a secret place.
Yeah. Right. So when Shannon talks about getting a pet, that's all I remember.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. And you have carpet down there.
I know, and we're scrubbing a lot of... But you know what?
You can scrub all you want.
We're past that now because he's not doing it anymore.
Why is he even doing it?
Because he's just given up.
Really?
Yeah, I think that he used to get really upset, really nervous, get the bad stomach. Now what he does is Sydney comes in and she's... Because she's a black lab puppy. 100 miles an hour all day long, right? And now he just looks at me and his ears go flat. And he's just looking at me like, Dad, I can't do it anymore. I just can't
do
it.
Does he engage with the dog?
Sometimes, but he will. The problem is he is such an alpha type, and he has been since he's a puppy.
He's not alpha.
No, but he's not. He can't.
He's alpha to you.
No,
because you're a pushover.
No. But like when he was in his pet training classes,
yes,
he would like dogs bigger than him. He'd push him down with his paw and stuff.
Yeah.
He was at one point an alpha.
Oh, but he's been around the Speewag.
Yeah, he got soft.
And so I think he's gotten soft. Yeah. And also the fact
that nobody fights here.
And the dog.
This is a better way to live.
We just eat?
Yes.
That's all we do.
We have six meals. Best life ever.
The dog loves watching the Patricia Heaton show.
Treats for days. Another black and white film. Why not?
But I really think he's just given up. He fought it for a while. He'd, you know, snap back and growl back. They never got into, like, fighting, like with, you know, the tearing of skin or anything.
Yes.
But there was growling and nipping and the batting of paws. And they love the thing where they both jump up and they almost look like they're going to hug because they're on their back feet. But now he just lays down and he looks at me like, Dad, I can't do it. It looks like, here's what it looks like. Linus looks like he's been married for 20 years.
He's beaten down.
He is beaten down.
Oh, how long is this puppy part of your family?
I mean,
it's a solid revenue stream. I respect the hustle.
It is. You know what? It's not bad, but it's about four times a month, one night.
One night.
Yeah.
Does the dog now, is the puppy comfortable that's visiting?
Oh, the puppy loves our house.
Okay.
Puppy has a blast. And also, here's something I don't understand about puppies, is I understand their need to chew. Because, you know, they have the teeth and everything. Mm-hmm. But why do they systematically destroy toys like it's something on their to-do list?
I think they smell things that are handled more often.
Right.
And they go right for it.
Yeah.
Dog used to eat bills. Like, she would sift through the mail and eat the most important thing.
I had a dog.
It was amazing.
I had a dog that used to, I remember hearing that used to destroy just the crotch of her underwear.
Okay.
Just the crotch. And I was what does that say? What does that say about the situation?
That's for the dog.
But I think the dogs are in.
Yeah, it could be.
You know, they were just, honestly, I don't think she had any underwear left because it was just like, why should I buy any? My dog's going to tear them up.
That's
kind of hot.
Yeah.
I don't think she threw them on after. She's like, no big deal. I'll just go to work.
This is great.
It's all about ventilation. It's nice.
But the reason why I bring that up is because I think that they hear, they smell, right? And they're just like, here we go.
This is something.
We're good to go.
This is certainly something. They smell a lot of things. This I know. But the other thing is that one thing we really caught a lucky break with Linus, maybe it's because he's not very smart. Maybe it's because he is smart. He was never a dog that liked toys that squeaked. You know the squeaker toys?
Oh, yeah.
And so what happens is this dog, Sydney, will find a squeaker toy and just come and sit and look at me and go, squeak, 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 squeak. And then I say, all right. And I go to take the toy to throw it. Mm-hmm. And then she runs away. And then so...
No,
that's my dog.
That's his game.
That's her game. Yeah, that's her hustle.
Yes.
But anyway, so
this man's never going to grab these, and he's not going to chase me.
So my theory for you is this.
This is great.
If you have a dog that doesn't like squeaker toys, you're a winner.
Mr. Rob does not like chasing me, but I'll squeak away, and I'll annoy the entire home. Why don't you just take the toy away?
Eventually we do.
Yeah, but you just hide it?
Well, no. Well,
I loved hiding toys from my dogs.
Really? Where would you hide them?
I just throw them in another room, close the door.
That's not much of a hiding.
Yeah, it is.
It's sort of just removing.
Yeah, this is not part of your life anymore.
So
you've defecated too many times in the basement. You shouldn't be playing around with these anyways.
That's right. They destroy the toy.
And
they go, why can't you get a good book? What's the matter with you? You're acting like a puppy.
And then they're outside barking at the neighbor. Oh, God.
So they,
or escaping, and then your neighbors are calling you saying that you're bad dog owners. They always came back.
Well, that's good. That is good. I like when a neighbor says something like, hey, your dog, I saw it going that way. Thanks.
Have you had that happen?
Once.
Oh, God. That was a regular occurrence.
Because it's bad because you look like a dummy because your dog got
out. Yeah, and you look like you don't care.
But then also it gets down to the fact that your neighbor really doesn't care either.
No.
It's like,
no,
hey,
my neighbors cared.
I saw your son.
They were not happy.
Saw your son bleeding on the basketball court. You might want to go check that out.
When you're Latin, though, I feel like, I guess at least for me and my family, I felt like we were just falling into every single stereotype that we had, like the Latin dog that we thought we were back in Bolivia that you just let loose in front of whatever main thoroughfares around. And then
it survives on table droppings. And when he walks by, you wipe your hands on it so you don't have napkins.
Runs around the neighborhood.
Like in the
comes
Odyssey.
Comes back, impregnates four or five dogs, and then rolls back home, right?
Never get them fixed.
No.
Just street dogs running around wild and all new.
El Barrio dog. Barrio dogs. They really were, just, and then we had to fix the fence because what they were doing is digging under the fence.
Yeah, it would have been
poor concrete.
Mm-hmm. Would have been easier to fix the dog.
Yeah,
then the
property
dog
values definitely suffered around those years.
Did the dogs ever howl? We had one unfixed dog that he knew when other animals were, the other dogs in the neighborhood were in heat, and he would go out and, ooh, it was the
is
most
is that what
mournful
they're doing?
Yes.
I thought the only time the Weimar Runner or the Black Lab would howl is when they heard sirens.
Oh, well, sometimes.
Yeah, so they would mimic the sirens. That was kind of fun.
Only if the fireman is in heat.
We'd listen and be like, big dummy. Yes. It's a fire truck.
You big dummy.
And my mom was obsessed with them because she had no kids in the house, empty nest syndrome.
Sure.
So she would dress them up for Halloween, dress them up for the holidays.
And dogs love costumes.
And when Santa used to come on the fire truck from the only fire department, she would go out and give the fire truck whatever donation was, you know, obligated, and then take pictures with the dogs and the fire truck and send them to us.
Do you still have them?
Yes, I'll bring them in.
I'll send them to Frame.
It was so sad. I remember being in college being like, these dogs, they're probably living it up, but they probably hate getting dressed up.
Framebridge would do a great job with that picture.
Yeah.
You give it to your mom.
I don't want to remind her of their death. Every time I talk about
celebrate
the dogs.
Celebrate their life.
Yeah, I like to you know, I'd put them up in my house now.
There you go.
Solid. And it would be great because we have so many different dog pictures of them being dressed up.
And you could cover all the holes from
I
the sledgehammers.
I might have some in my phone.
Well, while you do that, I have something I want to treat you with. A new feature. It isn't. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. It is called
Oscar.
Oh,
this is a big deal.
This
Brace
is
yourselves.
A big deal. This is a big deal. This is the Matt Dotson Movie Minute.
Action.
Hello, boys. This past weekend, I saw the new comedy, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Hey. Hey. It's you.
It is me.
We got Ghostbusters. That's supposed to be like Ghostbusters? Why would you want to get rid of the...
What's that?
She's talking in her sleep. She says the craziest stuff in her sleep.
Two brothers need dates for their sister's wedding, and they end up taking two train wrecks who pretend to be nice for the free trip to Hawaii. So hilarity ensues, or so the trailer said. There's a few chuckles thanks to Adam Devine, who's known for Workaholics, and you get some eye candy thanks to Aubrey Plaza and Anna Kendrick, but that's about it. I say wait till it comes on HBO, don't waste your money, and even pour a few drinks before you watch it, because it's definitely written for the dumb crowd.
Well done,
nice job.
Nice work.
Job. Thank you.
When you come back after vacation, let's have a Ghostbusters one, okay?
Yes, sir.
Very cool. Now, you know, Matt is not he's not an intern like Mac that just sort of shows up. Mm-hmm. For no good reason.
Coasting through life.
He does a real internship, and I found out something fascinating.
Okay.
He is a Leesburg fellow like myself, so we carpool. He is hated at his internship class.
Why?
Ask him. It's great.
Why would people hate you at your internship class?
I'm very unpopular because I have a fun internship.
Yes.
So
you get driven to work. You get to hang out with Mr. Rob.
Yeah, the one thing I said. When you speak to your internship, you say, yeah, I get a ride from my boss. Yeah.
There's a car that shows up. It's a black sedan. I get in.
They send a town car.
Yes. No, you ride in
what
with Rob.
Hell?
Every week we have to discuss what we've done, and sometimes we talk about appropriate dress code. And you know, I'm always kind of chosen because I'm doing something unique. I'm working at a radio program, and he always turns to me, our instructor, and says, "Well, Matt, what do you have to wear to your internship?"
Yes.
And I stand up and say, "I wore this, and I'm wearing gym shorts. And
I haven't changed in 5 days.
Exactly,
my Batman hat.
Yes,
and." I get to do really fun things. I talk about how I talk on the show, and I create promos, and I run cameras. I brought up a YouTube video and showed it to the class, and then other people get up and say, well, I staple papers. I look at spreadsheets.
You know, I'll say this, that we have a different type of corporate culture here.
We do.
More broadcasting. And I used to be of the opinion that you had to, you know, dress up and make sure that you, it really was a form of respect, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That, and I still, look, I believe that for your first interview, but realistically speaking, this is what we're about. What you just talked about, that you come, you want to come in, you know that it's going to be different every day. You know that we're going to teach you everything you want to learn. And it's easier for us because, honestly, we have the time. We have the time to teach you, right? And now, I can't guarantee everyone that gets an internship is going to get a ride in from Rob, but I think you have a family connection. So,
well, I've got the same policy as Domino's. Yeah, you have to be within a 2-mile radius of my home.
Yeah, if there wasn't that family connection, we'd have to start an HR department and have Rob step into it and say, why are you taking this young man to work every Tuesday and Thursday? There'd be some questions being asked, right, Pony?
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I think that it's a lot of fun.
It is. It's very, very cool.
So thanks, man. That's a compliment to what we're doing here.
I love that he's doing this. He's following up. Are you doing a blog, right? You have to do blog posts. It's so modern now. Do you imagine blogging in a college?
Yeah, you did the same thing. You probably had a diary, right?
Yeah, we need a paper.
Their diary.
Yeah. Today, I met Mike O'Mara.
I write about a paragraph for every day that I work. But another thing is, every time, you know, we go around, there's about 16 kids in the class. And every time, you know, you get to me, the instructor, like, perks up. And then he really gets involved with whatever I'm going to say. And then he kind of checks back out when everyone else is talking. Because everyone's talking about doing the same thing.
Where does everybody else work at a nonprofit or a government institution?
I won't name any names, but yeah, there's nonprofits. There's
Didn't one guy help Kane get out of the elevator?
I do know some people that have interned with Kane in the past.
Okay. Oh, at iHeartRadio.
Yes, at iHeartMedia. I have a friend who works at 980.
Okay.
ESPN.
Great.
And there's a couple other news network type stuff, but no one has the hands-on experience. No one's able to brag as much as I am.
That's cool, man.
It makes me very happy because that's kind of how I sell it.
Yeah.
Really
think about it. I don't want to, you know, have a whole session about how great our internship program
is. It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we offer.
Yeah.
So we may not get you tickets to Fall Out Boy, but wouldn't you rather have some hands-on experience on how to learn how to do this on your own?
Hold on. There was a choice?
No.
Just checking. Thought maybe I could get some tickets.
If you're Rob's family member, you'll pick them up regardless.
Now, also, before we go to break here, real quick, I applaud you.
What's that?
You have matured.
Why?
You're a great man.
Why is that?
Because you went into the computer today to prepare your Oscarazzi, and what pops up? But Rob Ford's email.
Oh yeah. Old Rofo.
Yeah.
You gotta sign out of that email, my friend.
Exactly.
You can't just leave it open for everyone to dig through.
He has to tick the box that says this is a public computer.
Yes.
Yeah. But I know that it would, and it's always so tempting just to go where you don't belong. But it's, I think Oscar of a few years ago would have been all in there.
Yeah, look, I've grown up a lot. Now, the first segment or maybe the second segment of this show probably doesn't indicate that.
No. You see, here's where you've grown up. You put ice on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a grown-up thing to do.
I took care of myself.
Good adulting.
No swelling this morning. I would say two or three years ago.
Yeah.
Probably 2 years ago, before business school.
Certainly when the podcast started.
No, I would say 2 years ago.
Okay, well, I'm trying to give you a little bit of a break there.
I would have gone through that email and searched for keywords and found Rob Ford creeping on listeners.
Yeah.
I would have found Rob Ford talking about us, right?
Yeah, you could. What you could probably do is through a series of emails, trace the entire graph of his relationship with his current young lady.
I could probably find some sex pics that he's thrown up there of his own.
He's
probably deviant on that level.
Oh.
There's a lot of things I could search for and just throw keywords into his email, and we could read them here on the show.
And that would have been a wonderful segment.
Yes, and
might have been a bridge-burning moment, though.
I know that because people have done that to different people on different iterations of programs I've been on. Right?
I see.
And
Bobby Shambles.
While that's great, it completely breaks the trust of that person.
Yes.
And as a principal here on the program, that is not something I want to do.
Understood.
Any longer, right? That's not my role anymore.
You know what? That, again, speaks well of our internship program. Your emails are safe with us.
Yeah, well, they should be safe anywhere, but really, as I pulled it up, I said, old me, and you heard me say it out loud, old me would have dug through this email.
Yes, that's why you're awesome.
Yeah, new me says, that's not my role anymore. If we have some deviant email hacker maybe Mac. I'll let them do it without me knowing and then telling me what's there. But that's not me anymore.
I'm just horrified at the thought of the keywords you would use to go through his email. I don't know.
I'm all grown up.
Yeah. Hair.
So, Ford. Plus-sized. You dodged a bullet.
You did.
Log out of your email.
Did you log him out or is it still in there?
I logged him out.
Did you?
I had to.
Sorry, Pony.
I had to. No, I had to log him out. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore.
Well, it's a good boy.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, but if you find it, if anyone else finds it, I'm not saying that you have to do what I did. I just can't do that as, you know, a principal here on the program.
Mm. I think you set a fine example.
Yes.
Good thing I don't have access to all of the emails.
Oh, that's right.
Pony does. That's He's an admin.
Tune in. We'll find all about Rob Ford on tomorrow's show. Because Pony's a good guy, too. Speaking of good guys, good guy Oscar and Oscarazzi after this. Don't go anywhere. Kisses,
girl. Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Is that a subscription to the TMR's bonus show?
Well, let's try it. It's good stuff, and it's strong.
Did you guys know that it's even easier to download from the TMOS app? And it's another fine show from the boys at The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sure you'll accept no other.
For just pennies a show, you get guaranteed laughs.
A safe bet anytime.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today.
Loving the bonus shows. Good stuff, so make sure you check those out. And you know who's great on the bonus show? I love when Mike's on the bonus show.
This portion of The Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Warby Parker. Do you hate getting new eyeglasses, the choices, the hassle, the expense? Forget about it, because Warby Parker has the answer. I love Warby Parker. I'm wearing them right now. In fact, I'm reading with them right now. Warby Parker is the answer. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient and easy. With the free home try-on program, you can try out five pairs for 5 days. Just go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your five favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. Hey, guess what? On one of those 5 days, you can wear the same pair twice if you like one more than the other. There's my trick. Then you have 5 days for family and friends to help you decide which frames are best for you. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there's no middleman. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer. So whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations or warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your five favorite frames and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS.
Do not miss it. And oh yeah, special Tuesday edition of Oscarazzi.
Tuesday! Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay!
You tricked me.
My knee hurts.
this just in.
Jordan Spieth is pulling out of the Olympics. He said it's the hardest choice ever. To give you some context as far as Jordan Spieth, number one or number two in the world at the moment,
right?
Said that though this is the first time in 112 years that golf will be at Rio de Janeiro.
Is golf normally an Olympic sport?
No, it's the first time in 112 years, right? He's cited health concerns for withdrawing. He said the Zika virus is only part of it. Asked what's kept him from Olympics overall, the 22-year-old Texan said that it was the only choice he could make, weighing what the risk would be. Now, let's put this in perspective that the Olympics are just a few weeks away, and you really have to think about what these athletes have to weigh. If you are a athlete that's part of a team,
yeah,
you really feel obliged to go, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're an athlete that can win alone,
yeah,
like Jordan Spieth,
he's not letting anyone down save himself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And some would say, well, he's part of an Olympic team that could win in Rio de Janeiro.
Right.
But he makes his money individually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So he's got to weigh that. Also, what does it say about the Olympics? Like, how many more high-profile athletes outside of the golf world, and just to give you a little more context, in the golf world, they already have, like, some of the top-tier players that they've pulled out because they said, look, it's not something I want to be a part of. The risk is too high.
Yeah.
Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy all pulled out as well.
Although they would probably be safer in Rio than they would be in your apartment.
Now, maybe.
True.
But think about it.
Given the choice.
You're outside.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Yeah. And it's not, you know what? There's not been a lot of positive spin coming out of there.
Aren't people getting robbed too? Like crazy?
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen on the golf course, but that certainly would happen. You get the Zika virus, the mosquitoes, if you're outside playing golf.
I also heard, and this is really, really bad, The mosquitoes are robbing people.
Oh, my God.
Tiny handguns.
So while we're all watching Olympics, the swimming is going to be big for the U.S. team. But overall, I think that this is going to leave a serious talent gap within and an asterisk next to the games because of the top tier talent is pulling out in certain sports.
Do you think this will blemish the Olympics overall? Is it something that the Olympics will? I mean, because you know what? If they go through and this whole Rio Olympiad is as bad or half as bad as some people are predicting it's going to be, that's going to be a major black eye.
I think the Olympics, as we know it, has to restructure itself as far as the amount of dollars that a country has to put into the infrastructure.
Yeah.
And now, did it help? Did the World Cup and the Olympics help rebuild certain parts of Brazil? Absolutely.
Of course.
As far as the infrastructure is concerned. The question is if they're going to recoup those dollars if so much talent is leaving.
Is it just me or does the Olympic system or the whole Olympiad deal, does it lack the excitement that it had 20 years ago? Because it doesn't seem to me to be as big a deal as it used to be.
I think, look, I agree right now it feels like that. I think once we get into it.
Maybe.
And we've got your, especially in the swimming, these top tier athletes performing.
If Bob Costas doesn't have pink eye, it's going to be great.
And it's on our time zone, basically, right?
That's huge.
That's huge for us. So we'll see how the ratings come through. But I agree that it is with this health risk, I think. It definitely has left some sort of tarnish on these games.
See how it plays out.
Moving on, Fox is experimenting with the nightly simulcasts of its primetime programming on its website and its Fox Now app.
Is this news from 2 years ago?
I pulled the story because I was shocked that this broadcast company, and honestly, the majority of these broadcast companies aren't doing this. Fox is actually one of the main, the first companies to actually stream live online simulcasting exactly what they're showing on TV.
You see, that makes
NBC, ABC, and CBS do not do that.
That's right, because NBC you have to wait to the next day and they put it on Hulu.
Yes.
And I'm guessing that's probably, it's got to be a dollars thing. But with the presentation live, couldn't they sort of double dip on ad sales and make a lot of money?
Yeah, are they running commercials?
Or are they running the same commercials?
They are running different commercials.
That's what they're doing. Yes.
So that, but they're also competing with their local affiliates.
Ah, so true.
So think about that. How is this experiment going to work if you are, in a sense, cannibalizing your current revenue stream from your local affiliates?
And Fox doesn't have a lot of owned and operated, do they?
They have
as many as the big three.
Yeah, but they have a handful of them to piss them off.
Yeah, well, what's going to
really... major markets here in D.C.
It's going to piss off the ones that are not owned and operated because it's like, you know, just thumbing your nose at them.
Yeah.
You're stealing their programming. That's interesting. And you know what? I hadn't thought about that.
The live stream will be available 7 nights a week, and its program beta kicked off last night with episodes of So You Think You Can Dance, The Next Generation. It'll expand to include Fox's new fall shows and some of the award-winning properties like the Teen Choice Awards as summer rolls on. Now, this is rolling out in a beta form.
You know what? You can watch Hotel Hell on the go.
Which basically means they're seeing how this is really going to work
in the wild,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just
smart to do it in the summertime too.
I was blown away that this hadn't been done already.
It seems like
this is the first of the top four guys that are just doing this, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, I think that, I mean, they see the writing on the wall.
Well, they're going to have to, but the deal is they're going to have to figure out the most profitable way to just deliver the content. If the Hulu model is working for NBC and they're happy with the cash, that's one system. But if Fox does this and takes it to the next level, goodbye
they're
Hulu.
All, they're all going to run
absolutely
and do their own thing.
Copycats.
Now, moving on to litigation news. Entertainment.
Copycats.
Entertainment litigation news.
Yes.
We talked about the award given to Aaron Andrews, the Perverler Award.
Yeah.
And it looks like Michael Barrett, who was
the guy found guilty
In the civil court. He actually tried to, you know, one of the ways you can get out of some sort of litigation and paying any dollars is declare bankruptcy.
Right.
So Aaron Andrews and her team made sure they're smart that he couldn't declare bankruptcy. And she won that battle yesterday.
Wow.
And now the guy has no options. He's going to have to pay up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. He's not going to get off on it.
No. Literally. Literally pony.
Really? Really? Low-hanging fruit, Matt. So, but how do they guarantee that he can't declare bankruptcy?
Well, she went to court and filed a court injunction that says that he won't be able to follow Chapter 7.
Wow, that's crazy.
Pretty crazy, right?
Didn't know you could do that. Good for her.
Yeah, well, and it's smart, by the way. Any legal team that's getting those type of dollars off of that settlement is going to make sure that they get some dollars.
Yeah, right? Holding his feet to the fire.
Moving on here, Quentin Tarantino, and this is interesting for you Quentin Tarantino fans or even haters, It says he's got two more movies left in his report, and his, I guess,
Canon?
His canon. Canon. And that'll make, square it off at a total of 10 movies.
So he's made 8 movies.
He's made 8 movies. He's got 10 more. Allegedly, this is from GQ. It says that he doesn't want to be one of those directors that are has-beens and aren't making actual quality movies.
I respect that.
Yeah, but some may say that there have been a few flops or some. Kill Bill 2 was really long.
A clinker.
Yes.
And not it ain't Pulp Fiction, I'll tell you what.
I know that's blasphemous for some people, but some of these movies are getting so long.
But he is, you know what? He is a very iconic filmmaker, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm stating the obvious. He's made some of the most remarkable films in our lifetime. I mean, I would put him up in the whole Hollywood system with, you know, the big guys, the Hitchcocks and the John Fords,
yeah,
because he's changed things.
One of our first Hollywood interviews as young broadcasters was Quentin Tarantino. When we worked at WHFS,
mm-hmm.
and he was promoting at that point Kill Bill.
Okay.
The numero uno one. That's like 12 years ago now, 13 years ago.
Sure.
And one of the nicest interviews you could ever want from a guy.
Really?
Yes. And I remember.
Was he twitchy?
Well, no, we worked at a music station and we had, like everyone else, 10 minutes with him.
Right.
And he came on and we talked about the movie quickly. And because we worked at a music station, we asked him what was in a CD player, right?
Cool.
And he said, no one's ever asked me that before. And he goes, let me go check. And he runs out to his car and he had some vehicle. If I get it wrong, it's something to do with the female genitalia. And I think Matt Dotson has it.
I don't Volvo? Have that. I okay. was going to say that all the music in his movies come from his personal record collection.
Yeah, so it comes from that. But overall, he had a car from Kill Bill that was called the Pussy Wagon. We'd have to actually look into it. But he mentioned that in an interview. He said, let me go out to the Pussy Wagon. We're like, whoa!
He drove it to the set every day.
Yes.
Wow.
So then he went through a CD player, and we found like exactly what he was listening to.
Yeah, I do remember when I first became aware of him when Pulp Fiction came out. Obviously, I think that's where everyone did. And I went into Pulp Fiction not knowing a thing about it.
Yeah, you're lucky.
And it was really a thrill to see it because it was an exciting movie like I'd never seen before. But his use of music is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And the soundtrack to Pulp Fiction holds up. The CD is fantastic. So good for him.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And I'll give you one more before
Please.
I get out of here. And for those of you that have the correct name of the actual car, please feel free to get into it. I think it was. I got it, yes.
Okay.
He seems more like a dog guy.
Yeah. Moving on. That was correct. I'll leave you with some Taylor Swift news.
Good.
Apparently, Swiddleston. As
you're doing it.
They're calling
him
now.
Love
that
it.
Would be your Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston.
Hiddleston, right.
They may be an actual real couple. The music video news we were reporting last week, while that footage may still exist and coming out, I will say that they're in Australia now and they're doing some goodwill. They're visiting children's hospitals together. And while they're out there for some tour dates, it's really interesting that they're still together.
Still together. Well, I wish Tom Hiddleston all the best down under.
Yeah.
Good luck to him.
So that is your Oscarazzi for your Wednesday.
I appreciate the fact that he will be the future ex Taylor Swift guy.
I can't
that's
wait,
what
man.
Always
he
happens.
Looks real confident with it right now.
Good luck with that. Before too long, he'll be driving around in Quentin Tarantino's car. That's a promise. Take a break, come back. We'll do the audio vault right after this. When I was drunk.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's Prime Day.
Mm-hmm. Prime Day.
Today is the day. This is the, as you explained it, this is the summertime equivalent of Black Friday.
Listen to me, you animals. Not all of us could be dating Taylor Swift and want everything we want for full price.
Yeah, not everyone can call us. Mm-hmm. Not everyone can call a guy and have them bring an air conditioner to their house.
Yeah, we're not filming Thor in Australia, and that's why we take our girlfriend who's worth billions there. No. We all need to save money, and how do you do that? By signing for Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Prime Day is exclusively for Prime members, and Prime members that signed up through the Mike O'Mara Show website. We have a banner right there on
Just
the front of the page.
Click on it.
Click on it. Sign up for your Prime account if you have not. Even if you have one, shop through the banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com. We get credit there as well. Prime Day is the day you get all your gear for a great discount because they offer you all the best prices. Mm-hmm. Again, it's their Black Friday for the summer exclusively for Prime members.
And I tell you, from one parent to all the parents out there, get your school shopping done today.
Yeah, and check back every hour because they have new hourly featured deals. Items. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it really is a lot of fun. I can't wait to be done with this program and go shopping.
So access Amazon, access it today, access it through our website.
I'm going to go shopping right now.
Well, you know, never listen to the audio vault
That's
anyway.
When I tap out yeah. anyway. Excuse me.
Excuse me, Master Luke. Is it okay if I power down? Sure, C-3PO. Sorry. Let's open the audio vault for today, which is Tuesday, July, what day?
12.
2016. 12. Uber. We talked about Uber yesterday. Have you seen the irate Uber driver and the lady who won't get out of her car?
I have not.
His car, I should say. She Ubered to the hospital. She wanted to go to the emergency room, and he took her to the other side of the hospital. If you go to a hospital nowadays, they're complexes. They're campuses.
That is huge.
And if you get dropped off at the wrong gate, you're really, really out of luck. This lady is so calm, though, I have to wonder if there was a real emergency. But this guy is about two yelling sessions away from going to the emergency room himself. How would you like it if this was your Uber driver?
You are at the hospital. Administration is right here.
I'm going to the emergency room, sir.
Get in there.
Where?
Get out of my car now.
Where is my destination?
Get out of my car now.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you won't get out of my car.
But you're not to yell at me.
Get out of my car.
Where is my destination?
Get out of my car.
Sir, can you just tell
get
me?
Get out of my god car.
Oh my
now!
God.
The ride is over. You have been extremely rude, extremely condescending
How
this whole
have
trip.
I been extremely rude?
You kept me waiting way too long. You showed up and told me you were in a hurry when you showed no actual effort to be in a hurry. Get out of my car now.
I am just
Get out
you.
Of my car now.
I don't know where I am.
Get out of my car now. God you to hell.
Oh boy.
Get out of my car.
I am asking
Get out of my car. Get out. Now. Now.
And then he was off to pick up two 13-year-olds for pizza.
Man.
Did he just say F you to hell?
God damn you to hell.
Oh, okay.
Which is a great, almost like something you'd say in Ben-Hur. He's yeah. really irate.
I can't believe, A, that, well, I can believe people can rage out like that.
Right.
B, Jeez. In the world of like cell phones and Facebook Live, why would you
Check
even-
yourself, man.
You are, like, really, that's who you are now, right?
Yeah, he'll never shake
like,
that.
Like, that's who he is.
He'll never shake it.
I can't believe someone caught that on video. Wow.
Be aware, folks. I thought it was fine.
Get out of my car.
God damn you to hell. The
British, you were in a hurry, but you weren't in a hurry.
Brian,
that guy's got some issues.
British Prime Minister David Cameron resigned yesterday. I think tomorrow is his last
day
as the Prime Minister of England. But here's the thing. Do you remember?
He's out, Brexit.
Do you remember? This is his own personal Brexit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the scene in The Naked Gun when Leslie Nielsen wears the lavalier mic into the toilet?
One of my favorite scenes.
So great. Well, he did his very serious Wednesday is my last day.
Ooh.
He's in front of 10 Downing Street. But thank you all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he leaves to go back into the embassy mm-hmm. or whatever 10 Downing Street is, Prime mm-hmm. Minister's office. And his lava is still on. This guy doesn't sound like he's all that broken up that he's leaving the job.
Thank you very much. Right.
That's Oscar.
I'm leaving. I'm no longer running your country. Do 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 do.
Oscar peace out.
Comes in and he goes dee dee dee
dee dee dee.
I got the most of that when we were building the studio at Mike's house.
Oh yeah,
he sang a lot.
I had a guy. You got to sing or else you cry.
That's right. He had a great song that said, "Mike, leave the room.
Mike, oh, yeah. you're not helping. Hovering, asking a million questions. You're sweating all over me."
All right, you said Oscar. I know you have goals. You have things.
Goals,
you want to
accomplish. By the way, Amazon Prime, the real deal.
Oh, I mean,
we
have I know.
Some shopping to do when this show's over. So hurry it up.
All right. Yeah. You said to me, your goal is to get back into The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Well, Alex had a bad night last night.
Oh no.
Spoiler alert: he declared his love to the Bachelorette, and she said, "You know, I think it's really nice that you did that, but I'm not feeling that. So I think the fairest thing to do would be to turn you loose now." So he left. I don't know if this has anything to do with why he didn't stay. He bragged that he was able to freestyle rap.
Okay.
Let's hear Alex from The Bachelorette. And remember, he said he could do it.
I can freestyle. Give me a topic.
any topic.
JoJo.
Yo, yo, JoJo, gots to go to the liquor stove. See what I did there?
That's, so
that's
sad.
Like my go-to line.
Kill him. Somebody kill him.
Those abs had people laughing at that all your life. But when you're on national TV and you say you can freestyle, people think you can actually freestyle.
Exactly. Right? Not so much. Let us end with this. Mike is a cunning mimic. We all know that. But Bryan Cranston, you know him from Breaking Bad.
Of course.
And also Malcolm in the Middle, if you go a little further back.
Yes.
He is pretty good impressionist himself. He was on the Today Show yesterday with Carson Daly. He did both Trump and Seinfeld. Oh. I give him a thumbs up on this.
You played Trumbo. You played Lyndon Johnson. You played Bob Mazur. Real life historical figures. Anybody that you're thinking about or maybe would like to play?
I'd like to play Donald Trump at some point.
Really?
Oh, he's huge. He's this Shakespearean character, this serio-tragic comedic character. Who wouldn't want to take a bite out of that?
Are you working on your huge?
Huge. Yeah. It's huge. Let me tell you something. This I can tell you.
Wow.
It is huge.
You got it down already.
Do I really?
I think it's like a caricature right now. Your Seinfeld's very good, too, actually. Yeah. I won't put you on the spot, but it's very good.
No, I know. Jerry Seinfeld!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm offended as a comedian.
And I believe he actually was on the Seinfeld show. Didn't he play the dentist?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's very cool that he's able
to
do that.
That's very cool.
Love Bryan Cranston, and really, he is really unstoppable.
Yeah.
The man does impressions.
So
all right, that is your Magic Audio Ball. I know, Oscar. Yes, you can shop now.
Time to get my Roomba for 38% off.
Is there enough room in your house for a Roomba?
I don't think so.
Wouldn't it just sort of sit in the middle of the room?
You can't pass out a deal.
Okay. We're all getting Roombas for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone.
Oh, a pressure cooker. Look at this.
Oh, why would you get a... Do you pressure cook?
No, but it's 42% off.
Do you know that you can make chicken that's twice as tender in half the time?
Wow.
Use the magic of pressure. Pressure. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeOMaraShow.com. Kentucky Fried Chicken is pressure fried.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, you know. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, VA 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it on along to me, Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Oscar and Pony and Matt Dodson and Mike O'Mara, feel better, Mike. This is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, Karumba.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.